We have two readings this morning. First of all, from the Old Testament, from the book of Ecclesiastes, and then words from the Gospel of John. These are the words from Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach, when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men stoop, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim. When the doors to the street are closed, and the sound of grinding fades, when men raise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint. When men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along, and desire no longer is stirred. Then man goes to his eternal home, and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring, or the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. And there's the words from the Gospel of John. We read from the first chapter, verses 29 through to verse 34. 29 to 34. The next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, The man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me. The man on whom you see this Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. May the Lord bless to us our readings from his holy word. Amen. I remember the very first time I came to Greenfield, many years ago, into the schoolroom downstairs, and there was a text on the wall, I don't know if anybody remember it, and it said, Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. A very apt text for a Sunday school, a band of four for children and young people who were coming to the services in those days. But that has stayed with me over the years. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. For some of us, youth for now seems a far distant memory. But how true those words are they not? Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. You know, the text comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, written by King Solomon. There was some debate in the early church whether this book would be included in the canon of Scripture, but it was. And it contains many words of wisdom. But this particular chapter especially gives us the emphasis on young people, how we should live. And he goes on, really, to say those things that are negative. Those that are negative. He says here, before the sun and the light and the moon, stars grow dark and the clouds return. After the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop. It's as if he's saying, before you experience life, isn't it wonderful that you know God? Before you have to have the challenges of a dark and evil world out there, isn't it wonderful to know that God loves you in Jesus Christ? Even though a changing society and world as we see now, and was apparent in the days of Solomon as well, these are words of wisdom. Remember your Creator. He doesn't say remember your Sustainer. He doesn't say in any particular way that he wants you to be super spiritual. But what he says, remember, those words are important. So today, young people, I dedicated three of them, as you know, as I said. They've come to a faith, a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, these four young ladies. And it's wonderful. Youth is a lovely time, isn't it? Don't you look back and wish you could do things that you were doing in your youth that you can't do now? Yeah? And we see a lot of programs where people are trying now to regain their youth. These Tai Chi exercises, they're advertised on the internet. You will lose 2 stone in 3 weeks. Yeah? You maintain your good looks, you can get these moistures for your face. I tried it, but it doesn't work. Yeah, here I am, in my state this morning. Yeah. But the reality is, we try to keep our youth, we try to sustain ourselves physically. People go to the gym, they want to be fit, they want to, as if we were to turn the clocks back to things as they were. And that's probably something that is quite a natural desire, but it's impossible, of course. Impossible to go back over the years. But one thing we can be sure of today, that we learn from the years that have gone by. And when we remember, and when we give thanks for God early in our lives, that belief, that trust in a God, who perhaps we do not fully know or understand at that particular point, by trusting and believing in him, remembering him as creator and friend, will have an influence for all of our days. Forms our habits, forms our identity, forms the friendships we make. And when temptation comes, helps us to live a life that does not yield to temptation. Remember your creator. Because, dear friends, we know that life gets harder. When I was a teenager in the 1960s, the world was in a quandary then about nuclear war and the Berlin Wall, you remember? Where were you when President Kennedy was shot on the 21st of November, 1963? I'm old enough to remember that. The reality is, we look back and we can see. We can see the way in which the world has deteriorated. We can see the way in which the world has gone away from the principles of the kingdom of God and loving God and loving our neighbour. We come to a time in our history when there are wars more deadly than ever before. And we contemplate these things. And we think about them. And perhaps we are concerned about them. But when we have made a decision, as you have made today early in your lives, you can look at everything that will happen in the experiences of your own lives, in the knowledge that you have believed and trusted in God, that you've come to know Christ, the one who is with you and will sustain you and keep you. Now you can look through the future, at the future, through those glasses of faith, and come to an understanding that whatever happens in the world out there, you are children of God. Remember that he cares for you in the commitment that you are making to him today, because you are part now of the shepherd's flock, the one who cares for his children. You can look at whatever will happen in the world out there through eyes of faith to know that evil and death and the grave will not have the final word, because Christ has been raised from the dead and one day he's coming again in glory. And you will be part of that because you will have trusted and believed in him. You can look at the world through those eyes of faith because you have remembered your Creator in these early days of your life. I can't promise that the path before you will be easy because we live in a faithless society. But one thing I can guarantee to you today is that this commitment you have made to Christ, this promise you have made to follow him, will help you and sustain you and keep you. And faithfulness of the church, where you need to grow in faith and knowledge of him, will help you along the way. The tragedy of some is that they see baptism as the end of the journey. It's not. It's part of the journey. It's a vital part of the journey. But that which has been culminates to today, and there's a day after today when you grow in faith and knowledge of him. So be sure of that. Be confident of that in the times in which you are living. And you will have strength and help from the God himself who said, I will neither leave you or forsake you. And remember today that God wants to walk with you. He doesn't want to judge you. A lot of people are afraid of faith because they feel that what they do, and sometimes when we will wander from the way, and we will all do that because none of us are perfect, even the Minister of Greenfield isn't perfect. I'm nearly perfect, but not quite. None of us are. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us. I can't complain to be righteous. Neither can you. Neither can you as well. But the reality is, he wants to be with you, he will walk with you, and he will give you the certainty of his presence because you will have remembered him. God wants to protect you, to guide you, and give you a life that actually satisfies you in every particular way. He's not calling you to be super religious. He's not calling you to be judgmental of others, other Christians as well. He's calling you to the family of the church where we grow in faith and knowledge of each other, surely. But we are here as fellow travellers along the way. And always be faithful to the services of the church. Wherever God will call you in the future, if you leave Greenfield, I hope you never will. But if you do, as you are likely to, because you are young and the world is out there, find a fellowship, find a church of believing Christians. Find a community of faith that honours the word of God and proclaims the word of God and the salvation that is in Jesus and him alone. Don't be misled. Find a community of faith where you can serve, where you can grow in faith and knowledge of him. And be sure that in doing that, not only will you find the joy and peace that the people of God have found in time immemorial, but you will grow in faith and knowledge, and Jesus will become more real to you as the years go by. And as you learn more of him and read more of him through his word and hear the word being proclaimed and be part of the fellowship of God and people, you know, you grow, Paul says, in faith and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't stay where we are. We are pilgrims in a barren land, but we know where we're going. But we have a Saviour now who will never leave us or forsake us. And he gives us through eyes of faith that ability to discern the problems and concerns that will come to us along the pilgrimage of life. Because that's his promise. And that promise is fulfilled in the coming of Jesus into the world. And then, be faithful in reading the Word of God. It was your gifts, your music, your sports, your creativity, your leadership. Whatever you can offer to his service, do it. Yeah. I think I read William Booth said, I can't sing, but I can bang a tambourine to the glory of God. Yeah, we can all do something. Every single one of us. We can do something to add to the work of the kingdom of God. So use your gift. Let God shape your identity. Don't let the culture around you shape your identity. Because you are Christians now. You have trusted and believed in him. And because of that, life opens up before you. And gives you that wonderful opportunity today. Having professed your faith to walk with him. And to know him each step of the way. I'm sure many of us here can say, those of us who are older possibly, who have been in the church perhaps since we were your age, that we've had many pitfalls along the way, that we've had many imperfections, that we've often wandered away. You know, we've done things we can look back at and we can think, oh, did I do that, did I say that? Yeah, but let me tell you, he understands. And when you come to him in repentance, he will forgive you. He's forgotten your sins. He will forget them. They're cast into the deepest sea because you are his child. And you have walked by faith. And that way of faith will enable you to know that you will be honoured by the God who you believe in because you will have trusted. The Apostle Paul speaks of it as being new creations in Christ. The old will have passed away. So I pray today that you will remember the words we've shared. Remember your Creator. You've done that. You remembered him. The prayers of many have come to fruition today as you have come here to profess your faith. Pray that you will always remember him and that you always be part of that which he wants for you to do to the future. I will pray that you will know him. Know him on days like today that are full of celebration and thanksgiving, but perhaps when you have decisions to make in your life, perhaps when life will feel that the clouds are hovering over you. Remember the words of a hymn that we often sing here. We trace the rainbow through the rain and know the promise is not vain, the dawn shall tearless be. That's the reality of God's promise. His presence will be with you to keep you and sustain you each step of the way because you are now his child by faith. And because of that, God in his mercy will neither leave you or forsake you. And remember, he walks with you. And we remember that he is your creator. Do you know, dear friends, God doesn't want to control you. There are some Christian sects who seek to control people in their faith. That isn't the way of Christ. He gives you free will. But because you have made a commitment to him, he will be with you and he will grant you of his peace and his presence. He doesn't want to restrict you in your living. He wants you to enjoy life, enjoy creation, within the bonds of what the Word of God teaches us in loving God and loving our neighbour. And if we love God and love our neighbour, we can never do harm for our neighbour. Be people who take the priority of caring for others along the way and showing the love of Christ at every opportunity. And as I said, it was your gift to the glory of God. What God has blessed you with, it was to his glory, within the church and within the community of which you were a part. And remembering the imperfection of us all, that we have a Saviour today who lived and died upon the cross for our sins, ransomed, healed, restored and forgiven. What a joy we know today in this dark and evil world of which we are a part. So I pray that God will grant you a long, long life. I really do. I hope you're 110 and you'll still be coming here. A lot of us will have gone to glory. But the reality is the witness will go on because people like you have made that commitment to Christ today. You are precious. You are loved. You receive Christ as Saviour. Do you think he's going to leave you or forsake you? No, not for one moment. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And that's why today, with all of God's people, we rejoice in the decision that you have made. I pray that as that little text on the wall in the schoolroom downstairs said many years ago, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, and you've done that. And we honour you for it today. So may God bless you. May we celebrate in your baptisms now as you have come to commit yourselves to Christ. You are buried with him, and you are raised to the new life that was within him. And we, the people of God, rejoice and say, Amen. Amen. To the Christ who has loved us and given himself for us. I was baptized many years ago, and I remember my minister saying to me in the morning, we were 14 that morning in Bethurst, I see, sorry, getting baptized. And, you know, I remember the time I was a little bit nervous, as probably you are today. Don't be nervous, please. But I remember on that day coming out to the waters of baptism, and one of the deacons was on the steps there, and he held my hand and he said, David Bach, now it begins. Nawr mae'n dechrau. Now it begins. It begins for you today. May God bless you. What a joy it is to welcome you, and pray the Lord will sustain you and keep you to each new tomorrow. Amen.